It's Greek Music Express. Ακούτε το Greek Music Express. Με τον Ηρακλή Οικονόμου.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Heraklis Kanamou. This week here at GME is dedicated to Greek traditional or demotic music, and today we'll be appreciating the contribution of a very important lady of our tradition. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Dhomna Samiou.
Λιγέρι τραγούδησε ο ξωστό φεγγαράκι μα ήταν αε, μα ήταν αέρας ταπεινό. Ήταν αέρας ταπεινός και πήρε τη λαλιά της και πήγε την ανάμεσα πελάου κι όσα καράβια τα ακούσαν. Όσα καράβια τα ακούσαν όλα οι μαϊνάραν μανάκαρα βυσφακιάνο. Καράβις φακιανό απ' τα σφακιά σφακιώτες να μαϊνά ρι δεν μπορεί. Δεν μπορεί να ράξει, δεν ήξερε. tes mai narte ta paña. Ναυτές μαϊ νάρτε τα πανιά, βάλτε τις τέντες κάτω να ακούσουμε, να ακούσουμε. Να ακούσω με τη λιγερή είναι τα τραγούδι λέει ναυτές μάινα, ναυτές μάινα
Today we shall be listening to I Tread the Earth Gently, a collection of traditional tunes and songs that is highly representative of the art of Domna Samiu, this superb craftswoman of Demotic heritage. She recalls the following: I remember us sitting happy and relaxed, my musicians and I, after a concert in Venice a few years back, playing and singing slow, soulful, melodious songs that we loved but almost never performed in concert. But while audiences may well prefer quick danceable numbers or joyful songs of celebration, our companions that night were old friends of ours who had travelled far to listen to us. So we played for ourselves, sang to fill our hearts with joy and hoped our guests' hearts too. And then my friend Alexandros leaned over and took me by surprise. Record a disc with songs like these, and I will gladly foot the bill, he whispered in my ear.
Στον όνειρό μου πως θα χωρίσω. είσαι και κλαις. Αναθεματισμένη και τζάλα πετύσα, κράση ρακή δεν ήπια, σιδά και μεθύσα.
Domna Samir, who was born in 1928 and died in 2012, was a charismatic and multifaceted personality, a dynamic and highly popular woman who dedicated her life to a quest that is now synonymous with her name, the preservation, dissemination and teaching of Greek traditional folk music. An extraordinary performer above all, whose vocal abilities lent themselves especially well to the demands of the musical idioms of most parts of Greece, a driven collector who assembled a significant musical archive, a teacher of folk music, an expert who oversaw the preparation of numerous musical publications and releases in Greece and abroad, a producer of radio and television broadcasts that left an indelible mark on the Greek musical scene, Domna represents, within the modern Greek culture, something far broader and greater than the sum of these parts. She actually served as a living bridge between the oral and the scholarly transmission of traditional music and folk song, which she performed in line with the aesthetic requirements of the post-war modern urbanizing reality.
Thank you.
Domnas Samir's life encapsulates the history of Greece in the latter half of the 20th century. Born in 1928 in the shanty town that was at the time Kesariani in Athens, to parents who had fled the village of Baidiri near Izmir in Asia Minor after the events that led to the forced exchange of population between Greece and Turkey in 1923, she lived her childhood in the inhumane, but at the same time truly human, conditions of poverty and solidarity that typify the lives of displaced people. It was this environment that made her a woman of the people and imbued her with an open-handed generosity. It also provided her with her first musical experiences, which would instill in her a love of traditional music. It was as if this tradition was the only means to protest and resist the forgetting of a lost world, the only way of righting the catastrophe that had befallen her people. Continuing to honor and acknowledge her debt to this lost homeland throughout her life, she would repeatedly declare her respect to the authenticity of her performances by those nameless teachers who molded her art and her soul.
στα νιάτα και στην στην εμορφιά αξίζουν τα τραγούδια, αξίζουν τα, αξίζουν τα τραγούδια. Το γαριφαλό ντουμάι μου πήρε το νου
during the German occupation, which would rob her of her father, who died of hunger, and her 20-year-old sister, who succumbed to the tuberculosis which ravaged the city's poor, Domna was fortunate enough not only to survive by getting away from the refugee neighborhood, but also to be welcomed into the home, indeed to be effectively adopted by the wealthy, cultured and art-loving Zanos family, who offered her work and access to the city's upper-class milieu, along with other types of knowledge, and most importantly, who, appreciating her voice and her feel for singing, recommended her to Simon Karas. Karas was a teacher of Byzantine and traditional music who instinctively helped her to fulfill her destiny. Thus, at the age of 13, working during the day and attending high school at night, she had her first educational experience of Byzantine and folk music at the Society for the Dissemination of National Music. because as a member of the society's choir, the Domna Samia would first collaborate with the National Radio Foundation, where she would work from 1954 onwards. By that time, when the wave of internal migration that followed the end of the Civil War made important musicians from every part of Greece to come to Athens, the National Music Department started recording them for its broadcasts. In her position in that organization, Domna would become acquainted with a range of local musical idioms, while simultaneously embarking on her first ventures into researching and supervising the music for recordings, theatrical productions and films. Maintaining a formal, rigorous relationship with his students, Simon Karas would decisively mold her knowledge, voice and technique. Still, and more importantly, he would steer her towards research and a moral intellectual approach to cultural conservation, thus guiding her towards her later multifaceted career. In 1963, she began her own journeys to the Greek provinces to make recordings on the field and to collect musical material for her personal archive.
Thank you.
The next important turning point in Domna's life came during the colonel's dictatorship, when she met and began her collaboration with Ioannisi Savopoulos, a talented and groundbreaking young songwriter who was making inspired attempts at that time to break down barriers and combine Greek elements with Western rock music. Greece's conservative nationalistic powers, political, ecclesiastical, and military, culminating in the military junta, were using the country's traditional music in the most distorting way possible, turning their opponents and young people in particular against their own tradition in the process. With her appearances in 1971 at rodeo and kitaro clubs, hangouts at the time for the adversaries of the regime and its military kitsch, Domna challenged and triumphantly reversed this cultural hijacking, spearheading a huge revival of interest in folk music among young people. During this same period, her participation at the English Bach Festival in London, organized by Lila Lalande in 1971 and 1973, marked the start of a brilliant career as a performer at major concerts in Greece and abroad, in which she revealed the unknown Greek folk music to the world, shattering the monopoly previously enjoyed by the bouzouki.
Πράσινο δέντρι, μα
It was her now dominant career as a singer that led Domna to a different approach to traditional music. Applying the strictest of criteria, she set out to reveal the purely artistic dimension of demotic music without, however, underplaying the properties of her own characteristic musical personality. In the unknown songs that she sought and rediscovered, she was much taken with the oldest tunes, the rarest scales, the slower, more challenging melodies, because they provided her with an opportunity to give prominence to her vocal identity, to perfect her technique, to demonstrate her virtuosity and explore the rare micro-intervals she enjoyed such mastery of. During this stage in her career, she gathered round her Greece's finest singers and instrumentalists, experienced musicians and newcomers alike, along with ethnomusicologists eager to question the givens about Greek folk music till then. Acknowledged as both a singer and a researcher, Domna was respected for her prodigious talent, but also for her dedication to the cause of traditional music. 1981, she founded the Domna Sammeo Greek Folk Music Association with the aim of preserving and promoting traditional music and, above all, releasing records and organizing events in accordance with strict academic and qualitative criteria, far from the demands of commercial companies. By the time of her death, the association had issued no less than 20 CDs, DVDs and LPs. In 1994, Domna began to teach folk singing at the Athens Museum of Greek Folk Musical Instruments. In October 1998, the Megaron Athens Concert Hall organized a monumental concert tribute to mark her 70th birthday. And while she was a favorite of the music-loving public, her work also earned numerous awards, culminating in her awarding by the President of the Hellenic Republic in 2005.
Ξενιτιά το χαιρέτε, ζήβα έρη μου, το μοσκολούλουδο σιγανά σιγανά, σιγανά και ταπεινά. Αχ, εγώ ήμουνα που το στείλα. Σιγανά, σιγανά, σιγανά πατώ στη γη. Αχ, Παναθέμα, σε ξένη σιγανά, σιγανά, σιγανά και ταπεινά. Αχ, που πήρες το παιδάκι σιγανά, σιγανά, σιγανά πατώ στη γη.
Surrounded by collaborators and students, friends and supporters, Domna Sammeo kept up her publishing work until the end, overseeing the organization of her unpublished personal archive and its digitization and uploading onto the internet. Thanks to associates, all the new, the domnasamiu.gr website continues to grow, while high-quality publications continue to be released, always under the supervision of the association. In the context of her international appearances, domnasamiu undertook her first tour of Sweden in 1979, giving a number of concerts accompanied by dance performances by the Greek folk dance group Elenitsouli. She also recorded the LP Xeni Temeno Mou Pouli, which was first released in 1980.
Αν δεν με
with this song from Asia Minor. I'm afraid that today's tribute to Domna Samiu, her life and work, has come to an end. We listen primarily to tracks from the album I Tread the Earth Gently, with the participation of top-class soloists such as Socrates Sinopoulos, Vagelis Karipis, and Nikos Economidis. Now it is time to tell you goodbye with Last Summer, a song from Istanbul. From our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Heklis Karamu, peace and love, and keep living in the miracle of Greek music.
Up to